This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A look at second. Here's the pitch. Bichette swings and hammers one to deep left field. Back goes Osuna. He's at the wall, and it is gone. Bichette with a two-run homer. And the Blue Jays have a 2-0 lead.
That would be the final score as well. This is going to be my reality check for some Rangers fans. I'm going to read you some of the comments from our Facebook page and other social media entities. And this was actually a couple days ago, so we still tag on some more losses after that. Sell the team. Fire Bochy. Trade Semien and Garcia, DFA Peterson, rebuild. It's time to start selling some pitching. Another one. Hope the Rangers can take advantage of another team willing to overpay for Semien, Garcia, Bradford, or Peterson. The Rangers need to unload some of their bigger contracts and go through a mini rebuild because our offense is worst in Major League Baseball. Another one. Trade Mally while it's hot, while he's hot. Another one. It's over. Trade off everyone. Rebuild. This team is a joke, and nothing is going to change with the team. They don't want to win, and the bullpen is the worst in history. My point is, there are a lot of factual inaccuracies in all of that. But my point is, the sentiment about the team just not being good. Specifically the offense and the bullpen. The starting pitching is freaking unbelievable. All right. It's great. I hear you. Like, rock on to all of that. The trade deadline is at 5 p.m. on July 31st.
All right, so we got some time.
You have more than 50 games to play until you even hit the trade deadline. My point being, you are nowhere close to seeing any of those moves happen. Let's go ahead. Like, let's look at the first one. Fire Bochy. Personally, I think that's a ludicrous opinion.
Right.
The guy who won you the World Series a year and a half ago for the first time ever.
Yeah, no,
we're
going to
fire him.
And he's a good manager.
Trade Semien.
This morning, Choppy was like, you fire managers for the pitching decisions, for bullpen decisions, and for why is he playing this guy? Like, why is he playing certain players? But the way what he's doing, he's doing everything he can with whatever talent they have. And it's not a lot.
Yes. So trade Semien and Garcia. We go back to this all the time. If me, you, Alec, and the other fans of the Rangers know the problems of these players, so does every other team.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have to eat a bunch of that money if you're trying to make that trade. We're going to get back to the money in just a second. Next one, DFA Jock Peterson. All right, so let's take the money that you would eat there and the money you would eat off the Semien and Garcia trade, and what has this ownership group been concerned about? Not wasting money and going above the next apron. So your response to that is going to be, I need you to eat all this money.
For $12 million. It's about $12 million, I believe, right?
And it'd be even more than that.
More than that?
Yeah, it would be even more than that. If you're going to trade those two people, you're going to eat money on that trade. If you're going to DFA Jock Peterson, you're going to eat money on releasing it. So what we're saying to the ownership group is, I need you to just bite the bullet on this for these three players that we're going to get rid of that you're still going to have to kind of pay for, but we're not going to use anymore. That's not going to be a good way to convince the ownership for future spending.
Right.
All right, let's go to the next one. Time to sell some starting pitching. And again, the next one, trade Mally while he's hot. Now, therein lies the next problem that I brought up to you. You have more than 50 games until the trade deadline. So theoretically, although Boch did say they might scale some of them back, that's at least 10 more starts for Mally. All right. So that's a lot of starts.
Unless you deal them right now.
That is true. The appeal to trading those players right now is zero to me. And here's why. Baseball teams don't actually pay more, that much more, if any more, from making the trade earlier before the deadline. Like, in my head, you trade for Malley right now. I know he'd still be a rental. You trade for Malley right now as opposed to at the end of July. You're like, oh, we get 10 extra starts. That's not really what the history of the baseball trade deadline tells us. You don't seem to get that much of a premium, if any premium, for trading early. So the Rangers are going to be disincentivized to make those trades earlier. Secondly, that is not the way that Chris Young operates. But you heard him with G-Bag, obviously going back several weeks now, when they talked about firing the offensive coordinator. The thing that he said multiple times to G-Bag was, there's still enough time in the season. We think we could turn it around. There's still enough time. You think 25 games later or whatever it's been that they've changed their mind about that? There is no way. If you consider the fact that they still have 50 games, 52, I think, until the trade deadline, there is no way that the Rangers have changed their philosophy on this. So I just wanted to throw out, and we've got a couple of other points that we can run through, but I just want to throw out there, while everyone is saying the season is doomed, I'm not disputing that. In fact, if you want some numbers, there's been 1,215 teams in baseball history that have had the same or worse record than the Rangers at this point in the season. According to Stathead, only 3.6% of those teams have made the playoffs. All right, so
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't disagree with the people who think the season is probably lost, and I just wanted to give them some information to back that up. I don't disagree with that at all. I'm just telling you, whether it's because of the precedent baseball has set, whether it's because of what Chris Young has said, or whether it's because of the way that this franchise operates, there is no chance you are going to get these big moves it's going to be a while. It could be as long as almost 2 months.
Yeah. What I think needs to be done is almost impossible right now.
Which is?
About four different players added to this team.
Sure.
That can all hit better.
Sure.
And I don't think you can go into the minor league system and get them. And it might not be four, it might be more than that.
Yeah.
But it seems impossible to do this season based on what is out there, what you have, and what money you can work with. But the reality is the talent at the plate is not good enough. And you are doing everything you can to give it opportunities to turn back into what it is. But at the moment, it is not good. And so I think you have to add bats. That's the only place I'd go to.
Yeah.
There's nothing else on this team I want to change right now. And by God, if I finally got that, then I'd want to change the bullpen a little bit. But right now, it's really only about the hitters. And Kevin, Seager, Langford, Berger, and Heim might be the only good ones to keep around.
Oh, we don't. Not Josh Smith?
He's a good utility infielder, Kevin.
Okay, I will disagree about Josh Smith.
That's fine. Keep him around. I can't trade him anyway.
That's true. But, like, you look at some of your options. We talked about this player, and I know they brought him up for like 5 seconds. A couple weeks ago, Justin Foscue. All right. So Justin Foscue has been doing well, though he's fallen off just a little bit. But you're going to bring him up and hope that he does better than the last time he was here. For people that are going to bring up Sebastian Walcott, that is not going to happen. If you think it's going to happen like in September or something, if the Rangers were out of contention or whatever, like maybe. I know that he moved up in ESPN, I think, to their number four prospect. It's not going to happen right now. We're looking for solutions in the meantime. And so, Corey, you're right. You're stuck in a bad place because you can't trade for hitters that make a lot of money, because I think you still have, I don't know, like $6 or $8 million at most to not go over the next apron, which the owners have made it very clear they don't want to do. That's why I like the move of bringing Osuna up. But that's one.
Right.
So like you said, for example, let's say you do feel good about those four. And what now you got five.
What does Osuna correct? Like, what does it change? The fact that Evan Carter's injured.
Yeah.
It's not, you didn't replace a bad hitter with a better hitter. You had to get somebody up there that could do the job because injury and Kevin Pillar wasn't good enough. You know, like that's exactly where you are. You would have liked to have brought Osuna up because he was perfect fit for taking the place of a guy that wasn't good instead of a guy that was potentially good getting hurt. And so that's a bad place to be right now.
So I just wanted to bring that up because I don't disagree that we can't hit worth a damn. I don't disagree that it looks like historically this season is in a lot of trouble. I don't disagree with any of that. But for people who want it to happen at the end of May, it's not going to happen. You're going to need to wait at least another month and probably even longer than that. I hope you'll keep rooting for the Rangers. I have no problem with people being frustrated with the Rangers because we talked about it. You know what, Alec? Let's run this exercise one more time. Let's play every single hit that the Texas Rangers got last night. Every single hit they got last night. Go ahead, Alec. This will probably take several minutes.
Pitch to him is swung on and grounded past the third baseman, Barger, down the left field line. Smith around first, big turn, slams on the brakes, and goes back with a leadoff single.
And that's it. That was your hit from last night. And so I understand everybody's frustration. I'm just telling you, if this is what you're waiting for, you're going to be frustrated for more than another month.
This goes back, Kevin. Remember earlier I was talking about, look, it looks like Shea and company are going to be great forever. And it looks like, you know, when you start building your team and you start looking at your roster, you're like, hey, it's a World Series roster. We're talented. But then you don't recognize when the talent has fallen off and you're trying to figure out how to hold Jell-O in your hands and get it all back together, and it's just not going to. That's where this team is right now. They're in that phase of they had the talent, but they don't have the talent right now. And keeping a team that you think is going to be a 20-year window, keeping that 20-year window closes a lot faster than you actually think.
Yeah, and look, I get why Bochy says that, and part of the reason is they haven't had everybody healthy at the same time. But that's what he's got to say. We've talked about that with the Cowboys, with every other team. What's he going to say? You think he's going to come out here and be like, yeah, you're right. We just don't have players that are good enough. Like, that's not going to work for a couple of different reasons.
Yeah, mostly because you want those guys to believe in you.
Yes.
And if you believe in them, they believe in you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.